Welcome to episode 4 of The Sandcastle, the cast for Sansa players, and other players are invited too. I've got a new account from where I may post Sandcasts and receive updates from them. I'm now at Podomatic, and you can send me MP3 files at cumulative@podomatic.com, spelled the same way with the letter Q, mulative afterwards. The webpage itself is http://cumulative.podomatic.com. With 3 episodes up, I'm already up to 50 megs of space out of the 500 that's being provided to me by Podomatic, so I'll have to find a better hosting space if I want to go over 30 episodes. The RP gaming thing didn't quite work, and I'm thinking it may be better to take it up again when I have some listeners, or at least some form of a fan base. I had prepared for 1 million players and got a grand total of 0. Well, once someone sends in a move for that, I'll take up the story from there. Even 1 player will be enough to continue the story. Until then, I've posted the RP part only as an episode 3.5, so that you can listen to it separately from the rest of the Sandcast episode. Now, on with the episode. So Odafest has been over for over a week now, and I've been hanging out with friends and randomly recording my time with them and listening to podcasts while pursuing that new job I've been informed of. One of my podcasts had an amazing news flash to me, which I shall play for you now. This is a segment from the Night Shift podcast, a podcast that would normally carry me through an entire 4-hour shift at RC Wholesale. What they said here will influence the next year or two of my life, or however long it takes for shoes to wear out.
And I went in, and the chick was good looking, so I'm like, I'm gonna go talk to her regardless.
Right.
And I was just kind of bullshitting, and I'm just like, so yeah, I'm just from Buffalo. I throw that all over the place, you know, because then you get like a little better.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, I'm like, can I like, do they make these in like, you know, 9.5? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, really? I'll buy them now.
For grown up boys,
you have 9.5 feet.
Yeah.
You have tiny girly feet.
Well,
John, they have wheels attached to them.
I know.
That let you glide around. I didn't even know, to go back a little bit, Heelys, I didn't know what they were. I want to say it was like 2001, and it was when I was in college, and, you know, like, you eat at the dining hall because, you know, you can't fend for yourself and you're still, you know, a child when you're in your very early 20s. And my roommate, he's like, dude, see that chick over there? And it's just, she was this girl who, like, who was kind of attractive, like, you thought she was, but you wouldn't admit it. And he's just like, watch her. And she's walking, she goes, and she sets her tray down, and she's walking back to get a drink, and all of a sudden she just glides.
Glides, yeah.
And he's just like, I'm like, what was that? He's like, I thought she was a vampire. Turns out, no. He goes, there's wheels in her shoes. And like, maybe, I don't know, maybe we don't watch enough VH1 or something, and this like caught us off guard. But like, I'm talking about someone who was like 20. 21 years old, the first person with those, you know, had...
I bought them, and everywhere I went, everyone's like, they make those in adult sizes?
And that's...
That is fucking cool. And I'm like, well, you know.
Now, I'm not the kind of guy to get excited about shoes. My last ones were about 3 years old when they fell apart a couple of weeks ago, leaving me the choice of wearing steel-toed work shoes that crushed my feet after a couple of hours, or the power sandals that I got in India. Needless to say, I've been wearing sandals everywhere I went. However, you don't normally see adults in Heelys, and these guys were in their late 30s, early 40s, going to bars in Heelys, and they have people saying that they're cool? This could be my chance to promote energy and hyperactivity in the stuffy, overly serious attitudes of today's adult society in Cowtown. I'm taking this chance and hunting down some Heelys for myself as soon as I can. Last Thursday, I managed to pick up Streets of Rage 2 for my virtual console, so you'll be hearing us playing that in the background as I hang out with Trevor, Jordan, Brian, and Sean. These dropped by later briefly as well.
On a very vaguely and disturbingly related topic, has anyone actually seen the episode in South Park where everyone goes metrosexual?
Yes.
I hadn't. It was playing a cassette today.
Crab people. You're not gay.
Oh.
Crab people.
Yeah, saw it today. I also saw the one where the Indians were taking over South Park.
Closed.
To build a freeway to their casino. And they gave them all SARS.
I like it when they're
yeah, that was great.
How do
we cure it?
Only 98% of us will live.
Don't they cure it with like chicken noodle soup and Sprite?
No. Chicken noodle soup, DayQuil, and Sprite. It was 3 things. DayQuil was a good part. important part of it. And then they had to use that to save the chief's son, Premise Running Thin.
Yeah. Premise Running Thin. Oh, dear.
Chief's name was... Crap. It was another Premise thing. Premise Gone Too Far, I think. By the way, today I had the most competent, incompetent Shadow Labs group ever.
At this point, Brian had an announcement to make that would shape his entire career.
I got my blue card, by the way. Blue card!
Yay!
Wait, what is blue card for?
To work in film.
Ah.
Otherwise known as I can potentially get a job that won't... Well, okay, will suck, but... will eventually lead to one that doesn't suck. And at the very least won't be boring. Most of the time. The introductory jobs will probably be boring.
Ryan used to work at a place called Casablanca Video. They specialize in hard-to-find movies. Brian doesn't work there anymore, but he does drop by occasionally.
Anything exciting at Casablanca?
They agreed that Epic Movie sucked. they haven't gotten really much new in. All their copies of Pirates of the Caribbean 1 and 2 are rented out.
Yeah, I see that.
I got free pop today when I dropped by. I've now got 5 people giving me free crap at Casablanca. I should get to the point where everyone except for the owner's daughters are giving me free stuff.
She still works there? Wasn't she the one that stole from the till?
4 daughters, and yeah, the one that stole from the till still works there.
She got caught stealing from the till and she still
works. That's nothing new to me.
Yep.
The Penguin favoritism works for her.
At this point, the conversation turned to the game we were playing, Streets of Rage 2, and the unconventional way in which they named their characters.
No, he kicked a balloon.
It breathes fire.
Yeah, that seems like a very smart thing to do.
Oh, you're not kidding, his name is Balloon. Yay, we get to play volleyball. With a balloon. And then I'll play with my hair.
I would have settled for Nemesite, but Corian's always good.
That guy looks like Seal Guy.
Oh, he so does. He looks like that guy from Super Punch-Out. In fact, his name's the same.
What is it?
R-Bear. Bear Hugger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently my shriek is so horrible that everyone had to fall down.
Ah! He combos faster than I.
For a fat guy.
You found money!
Oh, you're supposed to do it when we're at the arcade. You find bags of quarters in there, then you find gold bars,
then
you find an apple.
What stuck are you doing in these machines? Oh, he's gonna get stuck in slap mode again.
Around too much. What kind of move was that?
Bitch slapped. She eventually plays with her hair.
Kokaku.
Hey, got a balloon.
Gourmand.
Oh, okay, it's not a balloon this time. I wouldn't go too much further, you're gonna have another balloon.
Yeah.
Or
looks like he's just content to watch there.
Until Jordan kicks him.
He had it coming. I don't like people laughing at me.
What's this one named? Gober?
Goober.
Golba.
At this point we had discovered that it was possible for players to hit and damage each other. So we usually tried to stay as far away from each other as possible, but sometimes it was unavoidable.
Ah!
That
nice! Was supposed to happen.
Bitch! Kill Stealer!
Stop playing with your hair! And with motorbikes.
Meanwhile, Trevor was playing Yu-Gi-Oh! In the background. And apparently at some point, Brian had stepped out to get chili from the nearby Tim Hortons.
I just showed this dumbass the entire reason why you don't play with a Toon deck.
Ooh.
If you get rid of Toon World, you're fucked.
Hi, I saw an episode of the TV show about that, and sat there the entire time going, I can't believe this TV show is about the card game, literally.
Okay, who's playing with the Toon deck?
One of the guys changed their deck into a Toon deck.
Really? Who?
Mara? Whoa, I need 2 spoons, apparently.
Oh, America?
He's the fat guy with glasses.
America.
There's a guy named America.
I apparently really need to eat the chili quickly.
Learn to dual fist.
I can't dual wield, I never learned. That was the one better of Wild Comics.
Yeah.
Why, Shaman need dual wield.
Most of the rest of the weekend was spent at Toaster's Waffle Party, where many jokes and stories were exchanged, but unfortunately I didn't get an opportunity to record anything, until Toaster had decided that I was to join his Babylon 5 gaming group. I had no knowledge of Babylon 5 at all, so I basically played a guy who went up into the station, was knocked out, and woke up face down in Brown Sector, and had to pretty much steal everything that he got. The adventures of this gaming party will be put together into a cartoon at a later date. Since nobody has made a move in the role-playing campaign that I started in the last episode, I'll recap it for this episode, and just as a reminder, you can download episode 3 for the show that contains the RPG's beginning, or episode 3.5 from http://cumulative.podomatic.com if you just want the beginning segment of the roleplay separately from the episode. We begin in a typical anime-style medieval fantasy setting, similar to Slayers or Fire Emblem. You are at a tavern, enjoying your favorite drink after a long day's work, or travel, or whatever you do in this world. Out of nowhere, bandits have risen from the crowd, and are roughing people up left, right, and center. The bar is being ransacked, and it's your move. Music credits for this episode are from ActRaiser, an uber-awesome game that I just found out is available now on the Wii Virtual Console. It is a truly epic blend of an arcade fighting game, combined with, believe it or not, SimCity-like town building and maintenance. Check it out as soon as you can. I would like to throw in a plug here for someone who helped me find Podomatic. Her name is Erin Dearden, and she does a podcast for anime music. Recently, she has done a massive show for Odafest with lots of energetic music and interviews with just about everybody, except me. Oh well, check it out at animeutahime.com. That's animeutahime.com. To contact me, and please do, I could always use suggestions and tips, please email me or send an MP3 audio feedback to cumulative@podomatic.com. As usual, cumulative is spelled with the letter Q, cumulative@podomatic.com. Till next time, stay healthy, heroic, and hypermanic!